Hey, I'm Rowan Miller, and I work as a program manager on the Entity Framework team here at Microsoft. In this short video, we're going to take a look at Entity Framework 7. I'll fill you in on what EF7 is all about, and then we'll drop out to Visual Studio and see EF7 in action. After that, I'll head you towards some resources where you can learn more about EF7. If I had to sum up EF7 in one statement, I'd say it's all about targeting new platforms and new data stores. So let's dig into what that actually means. Historically, Entity Framework could only be used when targeting the full .NET framework. This meant you could use EF in applications such as WPF, WinForms, and ASP.NET. But those aren't the only places you write .NET code. EF7 will work for Windows Phone and Windows Store. You'll also be able to use EF7 in ASP.NET 5 applications. This includes ASP.NET 5 applications that target .NET Core. In addition, EF7 will work for .NET applications running on Mac and Linux. Up until now, Entity Framework has been all about relational data stores, but in EF7 we're introducing support for non-relational data stores too. Now this effort is not about making a magic framework that hides the type of data store you are targeting, but providing the option to use common EF functionality and coding patterns to target more data stores. Obviously, not all concepts from Entity Framework make sense across all data stores. Common concepts such as the unit of work pattern, link queries, change tracking, etc., will be baked into the core framework. Concepts that are specific to a particular data store or set of data stores will become available as extensions once you install a specific provider. For example, the APIs for configuring cascade delete behavior on a foreign key relationship become available when you target a relational data store. When you target Azure Table Storage, you get APIs to set things such as the partition and row key. Some examples of providers we're currently working on include SQL Server, SQLite, Azure Table Storage, Redis, as well as an in-memory data store for testing. Now, not all of these will necessarily be production ready by the initial release of EF7. Now that you know what EF7 is all about, let's swap out to Visual Studio and see it in action. For our demo, we're going to be looking at a Windows Phone application. This application is called Unicorn Clicker, and it's a fun little game where we get to click the cute picture of the unicorn as many times as we can in 5 seconds. The second piece of functionality in this application is the ability to look at the top 3 scores of all time. Now, the problem with Unicorn Clicker is at the moment the score history is volatile and disappears when we close the application. Let's swap to Visual Studio. I'm going to go into the game service component. This is the service that the UI talks to when it needs to record the result of the game or load the top 3 games from the history. If we look at the code, we can see why it's volatile, because all of the data is stored in a static list of game. In this demo, we're going to replace that with a SQLite database that we use EF7 to access. I'm going to go ahead and install the entityframework.sqlite NuGet package. This NuGet package is the SQLite provider for EF7. Now that we have the package installed, we can go and finish our game context. This is a DB context from Entity Framework. A context just represents a session with a database, and we expose a DB set for each type in our model. The DB set allows us to query and save instances of the type. I'm going to start by overriding the onConfiguring method, and I'm just going to tidy up a little bit of the code that was generated here. OnConfiguring is a new method in EF7, and it allows us to configure the context from code. I'm going to call the useSQLite method. This is an extension method that became available because I have the SQLite NuGet package installed. Into this method, I'm just going to pass a simple SQLite connection string, telling it to use games.db on local data storage. Now that we have a context, let's go back to game service and swap it over. We'll remove the static list altogether, and we're going to replace it with using our Entity Framework context. I'm going to create a new instance of the game context. And then when it's time to record a game, we'll go to the context, go to the DB set of games, add it, and then we're going to call save changes to flush the changes out to our local SQLite database. In a similar manner, when it's time to query for the results, instead of querying from the static list, we'll go ahead and run the same link query, but this time against the DB set of game from our context. Now, EF7 can be used to target an existing database, or we can use EF7 to actually create the database for us and then change that database as we change our model over time. To do this, we make use of a feature called migrations. So I'm going to go ahead and add a migration. I'll call this one initial schema, since it's going to take an empty or non-existent database and populate it with the schema that matches our current model. We can see that migrations are just a simple bit of code that represents the changes to make to the database. In our case, creating the game table with the appropriate columns to store the data from our type. Now in desktop applications, I would normally use the apply migrations command to apply these changes to my local development database. But in the case of a Windows Phone application, that database is going to be on the device. So instead of using apply migrations in Package Manager console, I'm going to write some code that's going to run on AppStart to apply the migrations on the actual device. I've stubbed out some code here to create a new instance of the context. We'll drill into the database property. We'll use the asRelationalExtension method. This is available because I'm targeting a relational database. And then I have the applyMigrations extension method, which is available because I'm using migrations in this application. Now that we've finished coding, let's go run the application and see what happens. The application is just being deployed to the phone emulator. Once it loads, we'll go ahead and play a game. This will allow us to get some history into the database. Once we've played the game, we'll drop back out and see that the top score is now present. And then if we close the application and reopen it, we'll see that the score history was indeed persisted on the device and is now loaded back onto the screen for us. If you want to learn more about EF7 or get involved in the project, head over to our GitHub repository at github.com/ASP.NET/entity-framework. You'll find info to help you get started with EF7, as well as many other ways for you to get involved.